and welcome back to our first 2009 edition of This Week on Channel 9. I'm Brian Keller.
I'm Dan Fernandez.
Back from our vacation here. What were you up to?
Yeah, we went to St. Croix.
Nice.
Which was great, yes. They had wireless, and we stayed in a little villa. And
I love how that's what you lead with, is they had wireless.
Yeah, so unfortunately there was sunlight, and that seemed to interfere with my signal.
Nice.
It was great.
Not much sunlight up in Redmond. We got between 2 and 3 feet of snow at my place. It was pretty amazing. Like, in Redmond, we normally get 2 or 3 inches a year, and this year was just unheard of. So La Nina, or whatever they call it, is here, and should be an interesting winter.
Oh, yeah. I think I saw her walking around the halls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Intern?
Yeah.
So, jumping right into it, we are in CES this week.
That's right. Windows 7 Beta 1. This is huge.
Yeah, last night.
Yeah, I have to say, it took everyone, even here at Microsoft, by storm. They've been really quiet about it and giving other groups false information about when they were going to release. I love it, which is super cool.
So that way we can see who's leaking.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, you thought 21st, did you?
Yep, exactly. Hmm. You're fired.
Exactly.
But no, this is by the time our show goes live, this should be available for people to go out and download.
Yes, exactly. It's on MSDN now.
MSDN and TechNet subscribers can get it.
Right.
And then I think that they're allowing the first 2.5 million people to go download, even if you're not an MSDN or TechNet subscriber.
Oh, so there's a limit to the number of downloads?
There's a limit to the number of keys that they're issuing. So definitely go out and grab the bits as soon as possible so that you're not left out. But if you don't manage to get it in time, I'm sure there'll be other opportunities down the road.
Truth be told, I haven't yet installed Windows 7 Beta 1.
I haven't yet, but you know who has is Scott Hanselman. He is running it on all of his machines.
Yeah.
And loves it. So that's all.
I think
that's
Clint
all
was
goodness.
Installing it as well.
Clint's work. He's been harassing me the past week, saying, "Hey, do you know where I can get the bits?" And so yeah, he's finally on it too. So maybe by the end of the weekend, I'll be on it too.
Yeah. Yeah, so good stuff. And if you want to know what stuff, at least for end users, Windows 7, there's a beta one. It's 3 minutes of just highlighting the biggest features. Max Zuckerman, Nick Fillingham, and this interview is by Larry Larson. They're all down at CES. And this video is showcasing the new features in Windows 7 Beta 1.
Nice.
So check it out on Channel 10, so that way you can see the cool stuff.
Excellent.
So, speaking of CES, this is an interview Nick did actually with Robbie Bach on Xbox Live, growing like crazy. And did you hear about this 1 versus 100 thing?
No, what's that?
It's a new Xbox game where you can actually play like 100 people at the same time, and almost like a trivia kind of.
Oh,
game.
Like on the airplanes or
yeah,
in the bars.
Yes. So I think that one's going to be pretty cool. They released. Remember what the name of it is. It's the new version of Boku. It's like Noku or something.
Okay.
So that's available as well for people to play with. A bunch of different announcements on, you know, their numbers milestones, the Halo Wars games.
Halo Wars coming out February 28th.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. So that stuff's definitely cool.
Yep. Which, speaking of Clint, when we had the alpha, we got to play in the alpha of Halo Wars, and Clint was like the number two person, like, ranked in the entire company playing at Halo Wars.
Oh, that's hilarious. I didn't know that.
Yeah, to the point that his boss started wondering how much time he's actually playing Halo Wars. So that's pretty funny. And there's a ton of Windows Live announcements. So Windows Live Essentials is now available. It's the official release. Previously, this was codenamed Windows Live Wave 3, I think, right?
Yeah. So this is like the RTM version. Now, the one thing that isn't on here is, I believe, Movie Maker,
right. That's still in beta.
Yeah, but like just the list from Ars Technica here. Messenger, Mail, Photo Gallery, Writer, Toolbar, Family Safety, Office Live add-in. So a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And I use that stuff every day. I mean, whether it's Messenger or Live Writer. Live Writer is just the number one blog writer, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So go get that stuff. And
this is
Kodu.
Kodu.
Yeah, that's what you're talking about.
Kodu is Boku. So Larry did a video on how to use Kodu. But what Kodu is, and for people that were familiar with Boku, it's programming. So one of the key things they said is, how do we distill this down so there aren't things like loops and all this difficult stuff and enable someone who's not a programmer to be able to build like sequences of actions? And make it so simple that four-year-olds or somebody like you could actually program.
Right, exactly.
So it's pretty cool. If you look at the keynote, they actually had a 12-year-old on there showing it with Robbie Bach. So, but here, if you want to see from the creator of Kodu, and this actually came out of Microsoft Research.
And how do I get this? Is this an X and A game, or is it like a retail game?
Yeah, from my understanding, it's arcade.
Okay.
Download from arcade. Oh, I don't know if it's Community Arcade or the Xbox Live.
Gotcha, but go arcade. Check out Kodu.
Kodu.
Cool. Or Kodu. How do you pronounce it? I don't know. So Windows
for you to code on. Okay.
Windows 7 taskbar video. So the taskbar is you know one of the first and foremost features that you'll notice when playing with Windows 7. Mm-hmm. It allows you to do you know all the stuff that you can do in Windows Vista and then some. And also the system tray allows you is much smarter about collapsing all those myriad of icons that you would otherwise have you know screaming across towards your start bar.
Right.
This is an interview that Yohai did. Right?
Yohai. Yeah.
So this talks about it from a developer's perspective. Is that right?
Yeah, so he actually did a number of taskbar videos. So this mm-hmm. is the overview video. But there's a number where he talks, like the designer who talks about the user experience and sort of the goals and design elements that they were trying to do. Some areas to do programmability with these, specifically jump lists.
Right.
Where you actually see some C++ code.
Nice.
On how to actually do some of the jump list stuff. So you get sort of like a very holistic view on everything that went into the taskbar.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. So check those out.
So 10-4.
What's 10-4?
10-4 is actually a new show that that my team launched on Channel 9. So that's channel9.msdn.com, WAC shows, WAC 10-4. And we thought we were a little clever with the naming because it's Visual Studio 2010 and the .NET Framework 4. And it's got a trucking theme in the beginning.
So
10-4,
right.
Over and out, little buddy. But really, 10-4 is all about taking a look at a different feature of Visual Studio 2010 and the .NET Framework 4 every single week. So in the first episode, we start out really basic. How do you actually download the Visual Studio 2010 Community Technology Preview VPC? that's a mouthful. But that VPC actually expired on January 1st, which is why in the video I show you a workaround for getting it to run longer. So if you haven't grabbed the bits yet, definitely check out that video to get started. Jonathan Carter and Jason Olson will be showing you different language enhancements, parallel computing. I'll be showing Visual Studio Team System enhancements. So yesterday I showed how the new branch visualization work within Team Foundation Server 2010, how to work with those. But the idea is that they're going to be very targeted, 10-15 minute videos that just take a different look at a new feature every week, and we publish on Wednesdays.
Awesome. Very cool. Looking forward to those. I think some of the one that I was most interested in was the web forms.
Oh.
4.0 one.
Nice. So. Not interested in my video, but
no, yeah. No.
Thanks. Woo. Which brings us to
Picks of the Week.
Picks of the Week. So yeah. Macworld happening, and you know normally we only talk about Microsoft stuff that's going on, but you know you got to hand it to them when they do something really innovative. And this week they knocked our socks off. If you haven't seen this, go take a look at the MacBook Wheel. I mean, this is just a super innovative piece of technology. I mean, who could be bothered with a keyboard on their laptop nowadays? They've really taken it to the next level, and they
you
give
know, you. It's a joke, right?
It's a joke that we haven't shipped this sooner, that Apple had to beat us to the punch. I mean, I'm just, sometimes
I guarantee there's a PM writing, we need the Microsoft Square.
Yeah, exactly.
Writing that specification. So here we see a nice picture of
it's predictive. So if you're trying to come up with a sentence and you don't want to have to type in the whole thing, which can take a while on a wheel, you just scroll until you find the sentence that you're looking for. And so here's a variety of sentences having to do with aardvarks. And so, you know, if you had to do a zebra, so you just go back and it loops around. So, you know, it's all very nice. Yeah.
This is classic.
Yeah,
absolutely. Love this. I was waiting for it to, you know, at the end for it to have something like Microsoft's, you know, doing the trapezoid or something.
Oh,
to
yeah.
To copy them. But
I did see a response in the RD alias yesterday, so we'll have to take a look at that.
Regional directors, for those who don't know.
So your pick of the week?
Yeah, so this is a technology one, but the folks, what was the name of the consulting company? Stimulant built a Surface demo, but they did something a little different. It's not actually built into the Surface. What they did was they put Wii balance boards underneath the Surface.
Whoa. How does that work?
So what it means is like they bring up a bunch of balls, you lean on the Surface, and like gravity, all the balls go
Whoa.
To one side.
That's sweet.
So you lean on the other side and they go to the other side. So
nice.
Check out the video, and obviously we'll link to it, but this is a cool example and it's using Brian Peake's Wii Wiimote library. So.
If he had a dollar for every
If he had a dollar, he should have licensed that for 99 cents.
Yeah, totally.
You'd have like 50 bucks.
Exactly, at least. So very cool.
Yeah.
So, and that's it. So a quick show.
Yeah. Back to New Year's, and hopefully people are still watching.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks. Right.